The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
The leader of the search for missing University of Virginia student Hannah Graham says that after 27 days on the job, he's handing over the reins to Charlottesville officials.
I need to go home and see my own family. I will tell you the first thing I do when I go home is I'm going to hug my own daughter and tell her that I love her.
That's Mark Eggman, the search and rescue coordinator for the Virginia Department of Emergency Management. At a Friday afternoon press conference under drizzly skies, Eggman updated reporters on the frustrating labor of scouring an 8-mile ring around Charlottesville.
Obviously, as you can see, we're not flying any aircraft today. We still have ATVs, boots on the ground, and I'm confident that we're going to finish the 8-mile ring.
The 18-year-old Graham went missing in the early morning hours of September 13th. 11 days later, amid a national manhunt, a lifetime Charlottesville-area resident, 32-year-old Jesse L. Matthew Jr., was arrested on a beach in Texas and charged with abduction. Now jailed mere footsteps from the search headquarters at the National Guard Armory, Matthew may have invoked his constitutional right to remain silent, so police plead for the public to send in tips, and searchers cover ground just to rule it out.
I just feel terrible that I'm going to walk away at the end of this without a conclusion after almost 30 days. So that's hard to leave. That's hard to walk away from.
Stepping in will be crews from Hampton, Pulaski, and other areas to join Charlottesville police. In conducting a search with no end in sight, Eggman says hope fuels the hunt.
We begin the day optimistically, and at the end of the day, we may feel a little bit deflated or defeated, but every day we walk out and say, tomorrow is going to be the day. Tomorrow is going to be the day.
In Charlottesville, this is Hawes Spencer.